我们已经快要结束提摩太前书第六章。
We are almost coming to the end of 1 Timothy chapter 6.
很快就要结束这一段讲解提摩太前书。
And in fact, very quickly, we will be finishing up with 1 Timothy.
让我们来看第六章17到19节。
Let us read chapter 6, verses 17 to 19.
提摩太前书六章十七节说，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那后赐百物给我们享受的神。你要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供济人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
1 Timothy 6:17. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share.Thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life.
我们就要讲这三节圣经。
And we will focus on these three verses.
当然这三节圣经很清楚的是在讲到富足有钱没有钱这件事情上。
Now, obviously, these three verses is referring to those who are rich versus those who are not rich.
保罗要提摩太吩咐嘱咐这些有钱的人不要自高，不要依靠无定的钱财。
Paul wants Timothy to instruct those who are rich not to be haughty nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches.
如果我们注意到过去我们在提摩太前书第六章上半段提到教导信徒不要贪婪贪恋钱财。
And if we recall, in the first half of chapter 6, Timothy was to instruct believers not to love money.
钱问题不是在钱，钱是不是问题不在钱，乃是在贪钱。
And the problem is not with money per se, but the problem is actually the love of money.
第六章十节说，贪财是万恶之根。有人贪恋钱财，就把自己引诱，就被引诱离了真道，用许多的愁苦把自己吃透了。
Chapter 6, verse 10, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils.It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs.
所以保罗在教导那些想要发财的人，或许可以说他们现在不足够，所以他想要更多要发财的人，教他们说这个问题就在这里，贪财是万恶之根。
And Paul wants Timothy to instruct those who are desiring to get rich, or in other words, those who are not contentwith what they currently have, and to teach them that the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
但是今天我们的经文却说，你吩咐嘱咐那些今世富足的人，他已经有钱了，他很有钱，他怎么办呢？
But in today's passage, refers to the rich in this present age. In other words, these people were already rich. What were they to do?
所以现在教导说，如果你是一个有钱的人，有钱的基督徒，你要怎么样过你的有钱的人的生活呢？
So if you are a rich and wealthy Christian, how are you to live together with the riches?
所以这个就是保罗平衡他的教导，有一个是想要没有钱的人应该怎么做，有钱的人应该怎么做。
So Paul is balancing his teaching, and at first he addresses those who were not rich, not to desire riches, but what about those who were already rich?
今天有很多人很想要发财，很想要做有钱人。
Today, many people desire to be rich.
为什么人要做有钱人呢？为什么要发财呢？发财这么好吗？
Why do people want to be rich? Is it that good to be rich?
如果你有钱了之后，你会做什么？你会怎么样改变你的生活？
If you were rich, how would your lifestyle change?
啊，所以很多人现在呢，目前很多特别亚洲人呢，很拼命的赚钱。
And many people, especially Asians, they strive to earn money.
啊，我可以跟你肯定，今天很多香港人、新加坡人、中国人都很有钱。
And I can be certain together with you that many people in Hong Kong, in China, and in Singapore, they are actually very rich.
而且我可以再跟你肯定，我们当中在座的人都很有钱。
And we can also be certain that all who are seated here are actually very rich.
啊，因为保罗说有衣有食就当知足，所以你我看你们不只是为钱、为衣服、为明天要吃什么担心吧。
And Paul says,If we have food and clothing, with this we will be content. And as I look at all of you, I doubt any of you are worrying about what you have, whether you have food tomorrow or not.
所以你们有衣有食，你算是有钱人了。
And you have food and clothing, so all of you are counted as rich.
如果我们觉得不够呢，那是不是你要贪财呢？
And if you think that that is not enough, is it because you love money?
我可以跟你肯定，很多人在我们今天有了钱，他还拼命赚钱，为的是什么？
And I can also be certain that there are many people today, even though they have earned lots of money already, but they continue to strive to earn even more. But what is it all for?
他拼命的做工，我可以跟你讲，为什么他拼命做工？他不知道除了做工，他不知道要做什么。他生命是一个失落的一个人。
And the person strives hard at work, and he continues to work very hard. Why? That is because if he stops working, then he will become a very depressed person because he doesn't know what to live for.
他生命没有目标。
There's no goal in his life.
他不知道应该怎么样处理他的生命。
He doesn't know how to manage his life.
所以他拼命工作就是为了使到他能够感到麻木。他其实是一个失落的人。
And he continues to work so that he can actually not need to think about anything else. And this is a person who is really lost.
他把让他的工作来决定他的人生的价值，生命的价值。
And he lets his work determine the value of his life.
所以这个就是我们今天亚洲人的问题，我们让我们的工作拼命工作的目的是隐藏我们内心的空虚。
And this is the problem of Asians today. We strive hard at work in order to hide the emptiness in our hearts.
我们让我们的工作，让我们的财富决定我们的人生的价值。
We allow our work and our possessionsTo determine the value of our life.
所以今天有很多人遇到所谓的中年危机。
So today many people face what we call midlife crisis.
因为很多新加坡人已经越来越有钱了。新加坡人有很多百万富翁。
Because many Singaporeans are getting richer and there are many millionaires in Singapore.
而且今天的中国产生是世界上产生百万富翁最快的一个国家。
And China.Is the country who, that, with the highest rate of growth of millionaires.
但是这些人呢，有了钱拼命的赚钱，为什么呢？因为他们除了赚钱，什么都不知道应该怎么做。
But yet these people, they continue to strive after money because other than earning money, they do not know what else they should do.
假设我们让我们稍微想一想，假设真的你很有钱，你有百万、千万在你手上，你会做什么？
And let us imagine.What if we were very rich? If you had $1 million or $10 million in your hands now, what would you do with it?
那我们关起眼睛想一想，真的，你有这么多钱，你会怎么样改变你的生活？
And if you just shut your eyes and imagine if you were really that rich, how would your lifestyle change?
啊，或许有些人就辞掉工作啦，就环游世界啦。
Some might say, you know, I'll quit my job and I'll tour the world.
啊，或许他买自己最喜爱的东西啦，名表啦，或者是这个大手的这个油槽啊，不是油槽船，这个是大手的这种luxury 这个很
游艇，
对不起，谢谢。
And some might say, you know, I'm going to buy whatever luxury watch that I have been desiring.And some might even say, you know, I'm going to buy a luxury yacht.
所以你看到你生命好了，你环游世界享受都享受了之后呢？
And then imagine again what happens after you have toured the world and you have enjoyed all the luxuries.
然后呢?
What next?
生命是这样吗?
Is that what life is all about?
当你能够享受到这一切之后呢, 你生命还是一样虚空。
After you have enjoyed all these things, your life is still as empty as before.
今年新加坡发生很多大事。
This year, Singapore has many big events.
新加坡今年有大选了。
We had a general election.
那么现在我们这个空气里面又充满了烟霾。
And now it's the haze.
但是而且我们今年我们的建国总理李光耀离开我们。
And this year, the founding father of Singapore, Mr. Lee Kuan Yew, left us.
但是他应该是世界上最成功的人。
And he should be counted as the most successful person on earth.
世界上所有的政治家都非常欣赏他，盼望他的成就。
All the politicians in the world actually respect and admire Mr. Lee Kuan Yew, and they hope to achieve the same level of success.
他的思想、他的理念、他治国的方法都是很多人在讨论。
And his philosophy and the way that he rules the nation is a point of discussion amongst many people.
你看他的生命，他是算是非常成功。他应该有钱，他有权利，他在国家都治理得非常好。
And if you look at his life, he is indeed counted as successful because he has money, he has power, and he ruled the nation very well.
所以要讲到世界上最满足的人应该是他。
So if anyone should be content in the world, it should be him.
一个人最快乐的人应该是他。
And the most joyful man ought to be him.
但是我们读到报纸，他在晚年的时候做什么呢？ 他需要人介绍他如何打坐冥想。
But we read from the news that in his later years, he needed some people to introduce to him how to meditate.
而且我们从报纸里面看到，这个他有人带了这个天主教的神父来教他们，教他怎么样的这个冥想。
And we also read in the news that some people introduced him to some Catholic priests who taught him how to meditate.
所以我心里在想。 他如果是这样的话，是不是告诉我他心里非常的空虚，非常混乱，非常的没有把握？
And I thought to myself, if he needed to learn how to meditate, was it because there is emptiness in his heart and he does not have assurance of something?
所以这个就让我非常好奇。
So I was curious.
为什么一个人这么成功，这么有钱，他们有权利，这么成功？ 心里还是不能够得到一种满足，一种快乐。
Why is such a successful man who has money and has achieved success and power still not be joyful in his heart?
在圣经里面呢，有另外一个人也是这样。
In the Bible, there is another person who was similar.
你打开传道书第二章看一看。
If you turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2,
你看看传道书，所罗门王是世界上最成功而且最有钱的一个王。Ecclesiastes
is written by the most successful and the richest king in history, Solomon.
那么这个传道书是所罗门在晚年的时候写给他儿子的一封书信。
And the book of Ecclesiastes was written by Solomon in his later years to his son.
他在写的时候，他说他心里面所要的，他什么都给他满足。
And as he wrote, he speaks about how he satisfied every desire of his own heart.
你看第二章第三节。
Look at chapter 2 verse 3.
他说，我心里就差如何用酒使我肉体舒服，我心却是以智慧引导我，他如何持住愚昧，等我看明天。 看明世人在天下人当如何行事为美。
Ecclesiastes 2:3, I searched with my heart how to cheer my body with wine, my heart still guiding me with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly till I might see what was good for the children of men to do under heaven during the few days of their life.
所以所罗门他用酒来满足他的需要。
So he satisfied his need with wine.
第四节他说, 我自己动大工程建造房子。
And verse 4, I made great works, I built houses.
这个就是给我们看到这些他用大的 project 来满足他的心。
So he tried to satisfy his heart with great projects.
而且呢接下来他又栽种葡萄园，他又买许多的牛，许多的羊。
And he also planted vineyards and he had lots of possessions of herds and flocks.
第八节他说他又用继续经营和君王的财宝，而且呢他有很多男女所爱的物，包括许多的嫔妃。
And verse 8, he gathered for himself silver and gold and the treasure of kings and provinces, and he had both men and women, singers and many concubines.
所以这边有一个非常成功的人，他有屋子，他有酒，他有财宝，而且他有很多的太太。
And here is a very successful man who has money, who has wine, who has houses and many concubines.
你看第十节，这个很重要。
Look at verse 10, this is important.
他说凡我眼所求的我没有一样留下不给他，我心所乐的我没有禁止他享受，因为我的心为我所劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份，后来我观察我手所经营的这一切事，我的劳碌所成的功，谁知道都是虚空，都是捕风。
Verse 10, and whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I kept my heart from no pleasure. For my heart found pleasure in all my toil, and this was my reward for all my toil. Then I considered all that my hands had done, and the toil I had expended in doing it, and behold, all was vanity and a striving after wind.
所以你看到所罗门，他尽量使他的身体享受世界上所有的东西，他享受所有的东西之后呢，他说都是虚空，都是捕风。So
this Solomon, after he has indulged in all the things of this world and all the things that his body and eyes desired, he turned around and said that all was vanity.
请问？ 你很有钱，为了什么？什么呢？要享受世界。当你能够享受世界之后呢？你能够满足吗？
So I ask you, if you desire to be rich because you want to enjoy the things of this world, but after you actually enjoy them all, would you be satisfied?
如果你翻到传道书后面第五章第十节，他那边就讲得很清楚，说贪爱银子的不应得银子知足，贪爱丰富的 也不应得利益知足，这也是虚空。If
you continue in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 10, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This also is vanity.
所以你会发现，你很有钱，你享受世界之后呢，你还是不可能满足的。
And you will realize that even if you are very rich and you have enjoyed all the things in the world, you will still not be satisfied.
我可以跟你肯定讲，世界上最有钱的人，你越有钱，你越寂寞，你越孤单。
And I can guarantee to you that the richest person in the world and the richer that he gets, the more lonely he becomes.
因为他很有钱，他怕人家知道他有钱。
Because when he is very rich, he is afraid of people knowing about his wealth.
怕别人骗他，怕别人抢他，怕他的东西被人家拿走。
He is worried that he will be deceived. He is worried that he will be robbed, and his things will be taken away.
如果你有读这个社会学，你就会明白。
And if you study sociology, you will understand this.
那些真正有钱的人呢，他会把他的钱隐藏起来。 那些一出来穿的名牌，全身都是名牌，又有名牌货的手表等等呢，他是要让人知道他有钱，这些是刚刚发财，其实他没有什么钱的。
And those who are truly rich, they are good at hiding their wealth. But those who come out with their whole body from head to toe with branded stuff, These are people who are trying to show off their wealth, and in reality, they actually have very little money.
所以你仔细看那些很有钱的人，当他死的时候，你一看他的财产有多少呢？很多都是没有的，他通常他都是欠很多钱的。
And those who seem to be very rich on the surface, when they die, then you realize that when all the accounts are brought forth, these people are full of debt.
那些真正有钱的呢，我跟过一些有很有钱的人出去呢，他出去的时候穿短裤穿拖鞋，但是他一出手呢，啊，这是大钱。And
I have followed some very wealthy people around. When they go out, they are actually in slippers and shorts, but once they show their hand or their wealth, it is a great amount of money.
他们真正有钱的人很怕人家知道他有钱，所以他很孤独的。
Those who are very rich, they are worried that people will find out of their wealth, and in reality, they are very lonely.
你越跟他靠近，他就越怕你。
And the closer you get to him, he gets more worried of you.
所以你看到人生是非常矛盾的。
So you can see that the life is full of dilemmas.
但是今天每一个人都想要发财。
So today, many people desire to be rich.
但是你发财的时候呢，你不知道怎么样处理你的财务。
And after you become rich, you do not know how to manage your wealth.
所以今天呢，这段圣经呢，基本上我从两个很简单的角度跟你分享。
So in today's passage, I would share with you from two very simple perspectives.
一个呢，就是这个财富的危险。
First is the danger of wealth.
第二呢，就是财富的责任。
Secondly, the duties of wealth.
圣经告诉我们，神给每一个人呢不同的。
The Bible tells us that God gives different wealth to different people.
有时候神使人升高，有时候使人降卑。
And God lifts some people up and He humbles others.
这一切都有神的主权。
And this is where God's sovereignty is.
所以我们很多人很想要发财，但是你不知道财发财呢有发财的危险，也有发财的责任。
So many people desire to get rich, but you want to realize that with wealth come its dangers and also its duties.
所以这段圣经里面，保罗在六章前半段呢，告诉我们说，那些想要发财的人你要很小心。但是那些已经有钱的，特别他说，那些今世上富足的人，他应该怎么样呢？他说不要自高。 不要依靠无定的钱财，你看到这两个负面的教导，不要自高，不要依靠无定的钱财，然后再加上一个正面的教导，就是他要依靠后赐百物给我们享受的神。And
we already said that in the first half of chapter 6, Paul already mentioned those who are desiring to get rich ought not to do that, but now he turns to those who were already rich. So in verse 17, for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches. So there are two negative thoughts here about being haughty and setting hopes on the uncertainty of riches. But with one positive thought, the hope ought to be on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
所以这边讲到这个有钱人的危险。
So this refers to the dangers of the rich faith.
你当一个人有钱的时候，他会面对什么危险呢？
When a person is rich, what dangers does he face?
第一，他骄傲。
Firstly, he might be arrogant.
你有没有看过骄傲的有钱人？
Have you ever met an arrogant rich man?
如果你没有，那是很奇怪的事情。
If you haven't, then it's a strange thing.
骄傲的这个有钱人都很骄傲。
There are some rich people who are very haughty or arrogant.
说他的钱可以把你压死的。
And almost that he can use his money and kill you with it.
这个有钱人也有一个危机呢，就是懒惰。
And the second danger facing a rich man is laziness.
他很多钱嘛，他不需要做工嘛，所以他可以很懒惰。
Because when he is rich, he need not work anymore, and he will tend to laze around.
而且有钱的人呢，很多时候呢，没有怜悯之心。
And very often the rich people do not have a kind heart.
他没有怜悯，他不懂得人的痛苦。
He doesn't understand the difficulties that others face.
特别是有一些很有钱的人住在他的这个丰富里面呢，他不知道那些穷的人怎么样生活。
And there are people who are living in such great abundance that they do not know how a poor the poor people suffer.
今天好像我们大家都还差不多，我们说哎呀我们的生活，但是很多人说哎呀我不够。但是你活在新加坡，今天你活在这个社会里面，你享受的这一切，你说不够。你看看今天在欧洲的那些难民，你跟我讲你够不够？
And many Singaporeans today, despite having all that they have, they complain of not having enough. But in Singapore, we already have so much, and yet people complain. If you look at the refugees in Europe who are fleeing the country for their lives, you ask yourself, do you have enough?
所以你看到你现在所活的环境里面，你不知道当时候其他的人多么辛苦。
And when you get too accustomed with the environment that you are in, this luxurious environment, you do not know how others are suffering.
所以这个没有怜悯之心也是成为了一个危机。
So a person who does not have a merciful or kind heart becomes a crisis.
所以在属灵的角度上，这个有钱的人也有一个危机，就是他倚靠无定的钱财，他以为他的钱能够使万能的，可以做很多事情。
From a spiritual point of view, the other danger that the rich face is that they trust in the uncertainty of riches. They think that their money can do everything.
所以他什么都可以用钱财来衡量。
And they measure everything with money.
所以他的心完全依靠他的钱，结果呢，他忘记了耶和华神。
And he trusts in his money and forgets of God, Yahweh.
所以这个就是今天很多有钱的人以为他的钱的钱越来越多的时候，他认为哦，我明年没有问题，十年后没有问题，我的钱很有把握，可以做很多事情。
And that's the danger that many rich people face today. They can do their accounts and realize that I have no problem living the next 1 year or the next decade.In luxury, and they thought that their money means everything.
结果他的钱建投资在产业也好，投资在股票也好，投资在很多地方，很稳的，没有问题的。
And they invest their money in the property, in stocks and shares, and these are all very stable, no problem.
这些公司都很大的，不会倒的。
All these are big companies that will not fail.
你有听过 AIG 吗？
Have you heard of AIG?
这个大公司它是美国非常大的一间公司，在2008年那个金融风暴的时候呢，它整间公司倒。
And AIG, which is a very huge insurance company in the United States, actually failed during the 2008 financial crisis.
那时候它的股票是1200块一张股票，跌到什么呢？跌到惨不忍睹，200多块。
And one share of the company, just one share, used to cost $1,000, but it depreciated to just $200.
意思说，如果你有100块的那个股票钱，100块呢，这个金融风暴之后呢，剩下4分钱。
So if you own $100 of that share after the financial crisis, you are left with 4 cents.
当时候我们买。我讲这句话是因为我的这个insurance 我的保险呢全部是跟 AIA 买，因为我以为它不倒嘛。
And I actually all my insurance policies were bought from AIA, and I thought that this company will not fail.
但是你看到很多我的这个那个股这个保险业的这个。销售员告诉我没有啊，没有倒啊。我说都已经政府进来接手了，还没倒。如果没有政府，早就倒了。
And the insurance agent whom I bought all the policies from say no, the company is still standing strong. And my reply was that's because the government came in to rescue them. If the government did not do anything, then the company would have gone bust.
在还有在这个。1995年，这个英国的这个 Baring Bank， 这个大的银行是欧洲里面最大的这个银行呢，也是因为新加坡的一个分公司的一个资源，把整个银行弄垮。
And in 1995, we hear of the Baring Bank, which was a very strong bank with a long history, but because of a subsidiary and one single employee in a subsidiary in Singapore, it caused the collapse of the bank.
所以今天有钱的人依靠什么呢？依靠那个钱，以为那个钱能够做很多事情。我可以告诉你，那个钱是没有把握，可以随时变成泡沫。
So today, those who are rich trust in their money, and let me tell you that these are all uncertain. It can just turn into foam anytime.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第六章十九节说，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，因为地上有虫子咬，有锈坏，能朽坏，也有贼挖兔笼来偷。但是你要积攒财宝在天上，因为天上上没有虫子咬，没有不能朽坏，而且没有贼来挖兔笼偷。
And Jesus said in Matthew 6:19, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal.
所以你会发现今天，如果你把这些钱你建立在你的盼望，建立在这些钱上，你知道这个在，如果你在世上 活了一段日子，你经过这个股票的上上下下，你知道这些东西你不能够依靠它们，随时都会不见。And
if you trust in the riches of this world, this is uncertain. If you have lived for a while on this earth, you will know that the stock market goes up and down, and all these things can disappear in the blinking of an eye.
所以这有钱人他的危险是什么呢？他骄傲。
So the danger faced by the wealthy is firstly arrogance and secondly to trust in their money.
结果他把钱呢，当作是他的神，他依靠他。
And they treat the money just like their God and they trust in the money.
结果呢，他因为他有钱，他可能就失败，开始离开神。
And because of his riches, he will fail spiritually and depart from God.
所以 有时候我们要问自己，神啊，为什么你不要给我有钱？神说，我为了保护你，你有钱你就灵性软弱。And
sometimes we might ask, you know, God, why don't you give me more money? And actually, God's reply is, I'm trying to protect you because with money you will be spiritually bankrupt.
因为我们的神是一位善的神，良善的神。Because
our God is a good God.
他是一个天父。
He's our heavenly Father.
就像一个父亲，他要把他所有的东西都给他的孩子，但是问题是孩子能不能接受？
And just like an earthly father who desires to give all his possessions to his child, but the question is, can the child handle it?
如果那个孩子不能够承受，结果你就害死那个孩子。
If the child is not ready to handle all these things, giving it all to him would cause his destruction.
就像孩子，他还不懂得处理小刀子。你把小刀子给我们当中的这些孩婴孩，你看他不但是伤别人，他也伤自己。
And it's just like a child who does not know how to handle a sharp knife. If you give a child such a knife, not only will he injure others, he will injure himself.
但是如果孩子懂得使用这些刀，或者使用这些尖锐的物品，神可能就会给他。
And just like when a child is ready to handle sharp objects and you give it to him, then similarly when you can handle all this, God will give it.
我相信圣经里面的神是一位很好的神。
I believe that the God of the Bible is a very good God.
而且我相信当我们能够胜过这些试探的时候，神会把这些一切都给我们。
And I believe that when we can overcome all these temptations, God will give us all things.
因为这是我们圣经所认识到的这一位神是这样的神。Because
the Bible shows us that this is such a God.
其实圣经里面告诉我们，一个基督徒，神已经把天上各样属灵的福气倾倒在我们身上。And
the Bible even tells us that for every Christian, God has poured out for us every heavenly blessing.
但是 到目前为止，我们在世上只是学习过一个敬虔的生活。直到我们学会，我们到天上的时候，神会把这一切属灵的福气都给我们。But
while on this earth, we are learning to live a godly life so that we can be prepared to receive all these heavenly blessings when we go to heaven.
所以在这里他说，保罗说，这些有钱的人不用担心，你不用变卖一切来跟随主，因为那一个主告诉那个有钱的人，是因为那个有钱人把他的钱，把他的心放在那个钱上面。
So this passage is not telling the rich to sell everything and give to the poor before they follow God, because God, the Jesus had that request of that one rich man because he knew that person trusted in his riches and not in God.
因为那个例子里面，你看到那个人听到耶稣告诉他之后呢，他忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的钱很多，他不肯。他把他的寄望就放在那个钱身上。
And we know in that particular passage that the rich man went away very depressed because he actually had a lot of money and he placed his trust in all those money and he was unwilling to give them up.
所以他虽然知道没有一事情可以取代永生，但是他为了钱他也不要永生。
So even though he knew that nothing can replace eternal life,But yet, at the same time, he decided not to pursue eternal life because of money.
所以我们就看出那个人的危机就是他看钱超越永生。
So we know the danger that the person faced was that he placed money as higher than eternal life.
所以保罗劝这些有钱的人，你们有钱没有关系，神没有要求你们变卖一切来跟随他，但是你要懂得不要自高。不要倚靠无定的钱财，是要倚靠神。
So here Paul was addressing those who were already rich, that God is not telling them that they have to sell everything, but what God wants them to do is not to be haughty and not to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches.
所以这个就是有钱的危险。
So this is the danger of wealth.
那么除了这个有钱的财富的危险之后呢，我们看一看财富的责任。神给你这么多钱是为什么呢？
So other than the danger of wealth, we now turn to the duties of wealth. Why did God bless you with so much money?
你看第十八节。
Look at verse 18.
他说你要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供济人。
Verse 18, they are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share.
所以你会看见他这里，他说你嘱咐那些世俗、今世富足的人，要在好事上富足。你的意思，你看到吗？
Can you see the use of the word for the rich? They are to be rich in good works.
所以你看到吗？这些世上有钱的人有一个危险，他就是懒惰。
So as you can see, that the danger that these rich people face is that they could be lazy.
神保罗告诉他们，你不要懒惰，你要更加努力。努力什么呢？要在好事上富足，不是在钱财上富足。
And God is telling them that not to be lazy, but to continue to be to be working hard, but to be working hard in what? To be working hard in doing good works.
所以
not to earn more money.
所以这里神的意思是告诉他们说，神给你能够有钱呢，是要你行善，而且呢要在好事上面富足，让你做很多的好事。
Therefore, God gave you wealth so that you can be able to do good. In fact, to be rich in good works.
所以我们跟大家讲，什么叫做富足的人
？And we mentioned before, who is the truly rich?
你如果真的满足富足，你很有钱，你就不会拼命的抓。所以今天很有钱的人，所谓很有钱的拼命的抓，他是告诉你他是一个很穷的人，他有钱他就拼命抓。
If you are someone who is content, you will not grasp hold of everything. But on the other hand, if you keep grasping everything that comes in your way and you take it and hold on to it,Just like some people who are very rich, but they continue to grasp money, that shows that they are not rich at all.
我们跟大家讲过，这个很有钱，世界上很有钱的一个人叫做 Rockefeller， 他在还没有死之前，他是全世界上最有钱。其实今天最有钱的人都没有比他当年有钱。
And we talked about this person called Rockefeller.Who, when he died many, many decades ago, was so rich that even the richest man today cannot hold a candle against him.
所以他说，有人问他，你多少钱才够？
And someone asked him, how much is enough?
他说, 多一块钱就够了。
And his reply was, just one more dollar.
讲多一块钱之后,再多一块钱。
So after you get that, one more dollar.
再多一块钱。
Just one more.
你看到说,你知道吗? 所有的有钱的人呢,都很吝啬的, 他是一点一点的赚回来的。
And you realize that many, many of these rich people, they are actually misers because they actually gain their wealth bit by bit.
所以他就是一个不断的要,是一个无底坑,不断的要多一点,多一点,多一点,这个就叫做贪婪。
It is a bottomless pit because they desire to have just that little bit more and that little bit more, and the Bible calls this covetousness.
所以他一直不够,他一直要多,如果你真的是富足的人,你说我够了。 我给你，所以弟兄姐妹，今天有些人不是很有钱，但是他能够伸出他的口袋里面把钱给出去呢。这个人比李嘉诚还有钱。And
those who are truly rich would say, "I have enough. Here is some money. Take it." This is those who are truly rich because they will give away their money. Therefore, brothers and sisters, today if there are people who give their money away, they are actually richer than Li Ka-shing.
你一直想要更多的时候，你把自己吃用许多的愁苦吃透了，一直要想怎么拿多一点，怎么样拿多一点。
And if you keep desiring to have more and more, I just want that little bit more, then you are piercing yourself with many pangs, desiring to want more all the time.
但是如果你觉得我够了，我满足了，我满足于神，神所预备给我们的，我们知足，这个就是。 保罗所说的金钱加上知足的心是大力。
And on the other hand, if you are content and you are satisfied with what God has given to you and you say, I've had enough, that is like what Paul says, that this person has found great gain in godliness with contentment.
主耶稣说,施比受更为有福。
The Lord Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
你要知道,你没有试过,尝试过,你给予,你施予的时候呢,你得到的喜乐呢,是比跟那个收到你这个礼物的人相比呢,你的喜乐比他大得多了。
Have you ever experienced when you were giving a gift to somebody else and giving something away, the joy that you experienced in your heart is actually much higher than the one who was receiving the gift.
我个人很相信，能够爱一个人，能够去爱一个人，这个是一个喜乐，这个是一个极大的福气。
Personally, I believe that to be able to love somebody is a great joy and a great blessing.
你看这些做父亲的、做母亲的，他们为了孩子做了很辛苦，但是为了要给孩子，他给了孩子所得到的，他心里得到最大的满足。
And just look at the parents, the fathers and the mothers. They actually have take great pains in raising their children, but when they give their children good gifts and the children are happy, the parents are the most joyful.
你如果没有尝到这种喜乐，你根本不知道什么叫做真正的喜乐。
And if you have not experienced such joy, then you do not know what is true joy.
我们的神就是这样的神。
Our God is such a God.
你看到这里他说只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神，神把百物送给我们，要我们享受，他心里喜乐。
Look at this passage, it says, set your hope on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. When God gives us all these things to enjoy, it brings God joy.
所以如果你要像神这样 generous， 你要像神这样，这边翻译成施舍，其实它的应该是慷慨，好像神这么慷慨，把一切给我们，他给予的时候呢，我们得到这个喜乐的时候，他心里就得到满足。
So we are to become like God, to be generous and ready to share, because when you are generous, it is just like God giving all these good things for people to enjoy, and when you are generous, you will get true joy in your heart.
我们基督徒常常讲说我们要学习像主，我们学习像神。
Christians often speak about becoming more Christ-like or God-like.
我们常常讲到要圣洁，要怜悯，要有恩慈。
And we said that we are to be pure, to be holy, and to be merciful.
但是这里还加了一个，就是要慷慨，还要 generous， 要像神这样，常常使别人得到满足，使别人施以，让别人得到好处。
And here it adds on another perspective that you are to be generous like God, so that when you do good to others, you will share in this joy.
而且呢，你要乐意供给人，那个字就其实基本上在希腊文是指团契的意思。 跟别人分享
and be ready to share. In the Greek it means to fellowship or to share.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要知道，你跟别人分享的时候，你的心里才得到满足。
So brothers and sisters, you want to know that when you are willing to share with others, then there will be satisfaction in your heart.
我刚才跟大家讲说，能够爱一个人是一个福气。
And I mentioned just now that to be able to love someone is a blessing.
很多年前我还没有出来做牧师传道的时候呢，我在公司里面是主管理好几间公司，那么我的工作呢就到处飞。
And many years ago, before I became a pastor, I used to manage a few companies, and I have to travel around.
我飞的次数多到我自己都不能算。
And I have lost count of how many times I had to fly.
但我通常我告诉的一些朋友说啊，我在伦敦的住在这个酒店，或者在德国的住在这个酒店。他说，哎呀，你的酒店非常好，旁边是一个很出名的什么什么什么。
And sometimes when I talk to my friends and I say, when I was in London, I stay in this hotel. When I was in Germany, I stay in that hotel. And some people will tell me, oh, this is such a famous hotel because right next to it there is this such and such a building.
或者你到这个地方去，你这个就是一个很美的一个花园，或者一个很美的自然的景色。
And over here there are wonders of nature or a great beautiful garden.
那么他叫我去，
so he invited me there
去参观，
to look at this thing.
起初的时候我去，
so at first I went.
我去的时候，哇，很美。
And when I went there, I was filled with awe. It's beautiful.
很美的时候你要做什么呢？
So when it's beautiful, what do we do?
要跟老婆讲。
I want to tell my wife.
哎，老婆不在。
Oh, but my wife is not next to me.
心里感到满足吗？ 一种空虚。
Am I satisfied? No, there was an emptiness.
但是当你能够分享出去的时候，老婆你看这么美，哎呀，分享的时候你心里就满足了。
But if I can share with my wife and say, look, my wife, this is so beautiful, and by sharing that, I feel satisfied.
你没有分享出去，心里很不满足，心里总是有一只东西停在那边，一种空虚。
And if I'm not able to share, if you are not able to share, then it seems to stop short of something, and there seems to be some sort of emptiness in your heart.
所以你会发现，当我们分享的时候，我们才得到真正的满足。
So when we share, then we will get true joy.
为什么神给我们丰富？
Why did God give us good things?
他给我们足够的财富，足够的能够跟别人分享，是他要你得到那个真正的享受。
And God gives us enough, God gives us wealth, so that we can share with others in order to derive true joy.
你有没有试过把一些人有需要，那个人真正有需要，你给他有需要的时候呢，你会发现他非常感激你，但是你最大的喜乐在你的心里面。
And have you ever experienced helping somebody in a great need? And when you meet that need, the person is full of gratitude to you, but you are the one who has the greatest joy.
有一次我在菲律宾，
there was once I was in Philippines.
我去公干，那么在晚上吃完饭，我走回酒店。
I was on a business trip, and after dinner, I was walking back to the hotel.
那么有一个乞丐一直跟着我。
There was a beggar who was following me.
一直说帮助我啦，帮助我，给我一点钱啦。
And he was begging me to help him by giving him a bit of money.
这是我一条路，这是一直跟我，他一直不，一直跟我讲他家里有需要，家里有需要，我不知道这么多乞丐，我哪里知道要给谁。
And the road was long, and he kept following me, telling me of great need in his home. And there are so many beggars, I do not know who I should give to.
所以这么这边有一个乞丐呢，其他人已经我一直不给他的时候，其他的走了，现在这个他一直跟着我，跟我一段路。
Actually, many beggars were following me at first, but because I rejected them, so most of them left except one who continued following me.
那么他一直跟我讲，我的家里很需要钱，我需要钱，很需要钱，我的妈妈怎么样，他一直跟我讲。
And he kept telling me how great his family needed money and how his mother needed money.
我心里就开始挣扎了。
So a struggle came into my heart.
不懂他是真的还是假的。
I do not know whether it's real or not.
或许他这样的话，我会我他如果骗了，我不是很傻。
And I thought if he is lying, then wouldn't I be a fool?
那么但是想或许是真的呢，如果我能够帮助他，他帮助他家人，那些是非常好的事情。
And then I thought, but what if it is true? And if I can help his family, it would be a good thing.
那么但是后来很多人都走了，这个还死缠烂打，不放过我。他想或许这是真的。
So after all the beggars left except this one who continued to pester me, I thought maybe it is real.
那么作为一个商人想想，如果他骗我的话，我损失多少钱？十块，我看我输得起吧。
So as a businessman, I was running through the numbers in my mind, and I thought if he is a liar, I would just have lost $10. It is not a big deal.
所以我就给他十块钱。
So I gave him $10.
他给了十块钱之后，他在那个院子里面大声大喊，哎呀，我十块了。我看着他的喜乐，我心里哇充满又喜乐又内疚。
And when he received the money from me, he was leaping in joy. And as I watched him, there was both guilt and joy in my heart.
啊，我看他这么喜乐，可能他是真的，他家里真的需要。
And when I saw his joy, I thought it must be real that he had great need.
那么我心里面内疚是，哎呦，不相信他。其实我们应该早就相信他，早应该帮助他一下。
And I felt guilty because I shouldn't have doubted him. I should have helped him right from the beginning.
弟兄姐妹，不只是菲律宾有需要，新加坡有需要，马来西亚很多在我们周围都有需要。不一定是钱，有时候就是你的安慰，有时候你的一句话来帮助他。
And brothers and sisters, this is just an event that occurred in the Philippines. But in Singapore, in Malaysia, everywhere in the world, there are people who need your help. It might not be money, it could just be a word of encouragement that will help somebody.
所以施比受更为有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
神给你，让你有足够的这个的财富，让你能够参与施予的时候，让你享受这个福气，你竟然不做，可见你失去了神给你的福气。
God gave you all this riches and wealth.It is for you to share with others, to be generous in good works, and if you do not do that, then you miss out on the blessing.
今天呢，有很多这个有钱人开始认识到这一点。
Today, many rich people are starting to acknowledge this.
包括Bill Gates.
And including Bill Gates.
他们有一个这个基金，就是把他们这些有钱的人，他把大部分的财产捐出来，放到这个基金，帮助世界其他的人。
And they actually have a fund which they started, and many of these very rich and wealthy people are putting most of their wealth into this fund so as to help the people of the world.
甚至比尔盖茨还有这个 Warren Buffett 他们把他超过90%的财产放进去。
And people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have donated more than 90% of their wealth to this fund.
弟兄姐妹，这个给我们看到，我们基督徒实在惭愧。
And brothers and sisters, when we see this, then you should put Christians to shame.
他们如果不认识神，都懂得把他的财产拿出去帮助其他的人。我们认识神，知道有永生，知道这个财富在世上没有什么作用，竟然没有去帮助别人。
Because they do not know God, and yet they recognize the importance of sharing their wealth to help people. Then, as Christians who know God, knowing that riches are uncertain and temporal, then we all the more ought to share our wealth to help others.
很多有钱的人说，为什么这些有钱人把钱捐出去，不是给他的下一代更好？
Some people, especially some of who are rich, they ask, why don't they just pass on this inheritance to their descendants? Why give it all away?
所以我要告诉你一件事情，你把很多钱留给你下一代，你要小心，你是在帮你的下一代，还是你在害他们？
And I want to remind you that you must be careful if you leave a lot of inheritance to the next generation. Are you helping your descendants or are you causing them ruin?
你如果没有教他们怎么样处理钱财，你给他这么多钱，你根本就是害死他。
If you do not teach them how to handle wealth and then give them a lot of money, then you are causing their destruction.
所以你看到神给我们这一切是为什么吗？他给我们，让我们能够享受到施予的乐趣。
So why did God give us all these things? He gave us all these things so that we can enjoy the blessing to give.
所以在座的我们每一位。你可能没有成千上万像李嘉诚。
So all those who are seated here, you might not have billions like Li Ka-shing.
或许有，我不知道哈。
Or maybe you do, and I do not know.
你们不要告诉我，对不对？
And you do not want to tell me, right?
但是呢，无论如何你。 圣经里面说，有衣有食就当知足了，多的就已经是多，就是有了，已经是富足了。But
yet we know that the Bible says that to have food and clothing, we should be content.
所以当你有的时候，学习把它给出去。So
when you have, learn to give it away.
我不是叫你把整个家产给出去。I'm
not asking you to give up all your wealth.
可不可以给一块钱？
Can you give $1?
可不可以给10块钱？
Can you give 10?
可不可以给100块钱？
100?
尝试给出去。
Try to give away.
我告诉你，给出去的时候，你才有喜乐，才有满足。
Let me tell you, when you give it away, then you will have joy and satisfaction.
你多给，神就会给你更多，让你能够享受。
The more you give, the more God will give for your enjoyment.
当你这样做的时候，你就想起我们的神是一位怎么样的神，他。 丰富厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
And when you do that, you will remind yourself of who God is. He is the God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
让我们能够尝到这个主的恩典。
That we might taste in His grace and goodness.
当我们学习给予的时候呢，就证明你不是，你是一个得救的人，你不会死抓住你的钱，以为只有今生而没有来生。
If you give away, it is a sign that you are truly born again. Because if you grasp hold of the riches in this world, it is a sign that you only trust in this life and not in the next life.
如果我们基督徒像其他的人一样，你有什么都抓，这边抓那边抓，什么都抓，什么都不放，可见你这个世界比将来的世界更重要，你可能都不相信有将来的世界，所以在这个世界里面，你抓得很紧。
If you grasp hold of everything that comes into your sight, it is a proof that you actually do not believe in eternal life or the next life to come, that you only set your eyes on this earthly life.
但是如果你知道有永生，你就会把这些都放开。
But if you know that there is eternal life, then you will let go of the temporal.
圣经说你没有带什么来，你没有带什么去。
And the Bible says you did not bring anything into the world, and neither are you bringing anything out of it.
我常常跟大家说，
I've often said this.
不管你有多有钱，
No matter how rich you are,
来到世界，来到最后的你还是躺在一个箱子里面。
At the end of the road, you will lie in a box.
我也躺在那个箱子里面。
I will also lie in a box.
可能你的箱子比我大。
Maybe your box is bigger.
可能你的箱子比我贵。
Maybe your box is more expensive.
但是无论如何都是要烧掉的。
But whatever it is, it will be burned.
有什么用呢？
What's the use?
你都不能带来，你也不能带走。
You bring nothing here, you will bring nothing away.
这样你的生命是什么呢？
What then is your life about?
好像所罗门他享受这一切之后，他还是虚空，还是捕风。
It's like Solomon, after enjoying all things, he calls it vanity and striving after the wind.
所以保罗在这边教导我们，你有钱的人，神如果给你很多钱，我告诉你一件事情，你要小心有危险。
And Paul is here telling those people who are rich that if you have a lot of money, let me tell you, there is a danger.
因为他说，你要想吩咐这个世上的人，不要自高，你可能会自高。
So you, if you are rich, you might be haughty. That's why there's a warning not to be haughty.
而且呢，你会依靠这些钱财。
And you will start to trust in riches.
不要依靠这些钱财。
Do not set your hope on riches.
依靠什么呢？依靠那厚赐百物给我们的神。
Hope on God who richly provides us with everything.
这个是危险。这样你的责任是什么呢？
And that's the danger. But what are your duties?
你的责任就是要去行善。
You are to do good.
要在好事上富足。
And to be rich in good works.
不要只在钱财有富足， 在好事上面也要富足。
Not just to be rich in possessions, but to be rich in good works.
要慷慨。
To be generous.
要与别人分享。
And ready to share.
好像你的天父把这一切给你分享， 让你去享受。
Like your heavenly Father who gave you all these things to enjoy.
第十九节， 所以你就为自己继承美好的根基。
Verse 19, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation.
耶稣说这个就是你的根基, 我怎么知道我得救呢? 你看我对钱财没有什么不会死抓。
And this is your foundation. And how do you know that you are saved? That's when you are not grasping after every cent and dollar.
我听过一个弟兄告诉我,
I've once heard a brother say to me,
他从他下班的时候走过这个超级市场,
after work he walked past a supermarket,
那么他看到很长这个长龙,
and he saw a long queue.
一定是有好处，所以他也去排。
So he thought there must be some good stuff, so he joined the queue.
这是新加坡人, 对不对?
And Singaporeans,
每个人排队, 我们也排队, 一定是好东西拿。
When you see someone queuing up, you will join the queue for something good at the end of the queue.
他就好奇, 就问前面的人, 诶, 你知道, 你要拿什么东西吗?
And so out of curiosity, after joining the queue, he asked the person in front, do you know what you're queuing up for?
为什么你排队?
Why are you queuing?
他说我也不知道。
And the person in front of the queue replied, I do not know.
是新加坡人就是这样, 对吗?
And Singaporeans are like that.
人家抓你也抓,
people grabs and you grabs.
你从你的生命里面告诉我你的盼望只在今生, 保罗说,
and from the way you live your life, you will show that whether your hope is set in only this life. And Paul said, if your hope is set on this life only, then you are of all men most to be pitied.
如果我知道将来有永生,
but if I know that there is eternal life to come,
神会赐给我们更好的生命,
God will bless us with a better
今天,
life.
今天我需要做到要死要活, 为什么? 我又不能带走。
Today, do I need to strive with all my life and all my strength, even knowing that I cannot bring it with me?
如果是这样的话, 你还是这样做的话呢, 可见你对将来没有盼望, 你只是
if you are doing this, it is a sign or proof that you have no hope in eternal life to come, and your hope is only on this life.
如果你愿意放手, 知道你要拿去, 天上神会给我更多。
But if you are willing to let go, and if someone wants to take, you let him take, because knowing that your God will give you more.
所以这边十九节说你就为自己 继承美好的根基，预备将来，叫你持定那个真正的生命。现在的不是真正的生命，这个只是暂时的生命。
And that's what verse 19 is saying. You will store up treasure for yourselves as a good foundation for the future, so that you may take hold of that which is truly life. Life in the future is the true life. The current earthly life is not true.
所以神为什么赐给我们这些财富呢？
So why did God bless us with the riches?
弟兄姐妹, 我相信一件事情,
brothers and sisters, I believe one thing.
神赐给我们财富, 让我们知道, 让我们享受, 这边讲说, 神厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
And this tells us that God is the one who richly provides us with everything to enjoy, so he wants us to know one thing.
很多基督徒说, 不敢讲享受这两个字。
Many Christians say, oh, we cannot talk about enjoyment.
好像享受是罪。
It's like enjoyment is a sin.
我告诉你, 神要我们享受他给我们这个宇宙万物, 让我们享受他, 知道原来神是这么好, 当我们知道神是这么好的时候, 让我们回去感谢他, 回去敬拜他, 回去承认主你是最好, 用我们的歌声, 用我们的一生, 来赞美他。
But no, God wants us to have these things to enjoy so that we will know that he is a good God. And when we know that he is a good God, it will push us back to him, to think about him, to use our voices to sing and to worship him, and to worship him with our lives.
是的,弟兄姐妹, 基督徒应该享受生命。
Yes, brothers and sisters, Christians ought to enjoy life.
神给我们, 神拯救我们从黑暗中拯救出来,
God rescued us from the darkness,
从罪中拯救出来,
from sin,
让我们知道可以过一个圣洁的生活, 可以过讨主喜悦的生活。
And he let us live a holy life, a life that is pleasing to him,
让我们做一个持守神话语的一个生活。
Let us live a life that abides in God's word.
但是呢, 神也要我们享受神厚赐百物给我们, 让我们享受, 让我们来常常知道他的美善。
And this God provides us with everything to enjoy. He richly provides us. This is to let us enjoy what He gives in order to know that He is good.
Come and taste that He is good. 让我们知道他真的美善。 当我们真正享受到主给我们的一切，当我们的赞美、我们的歌声是真实的，不是假冒伪善，是真的。我们的神真的很好，我真是唱诗赞美他，我从心里面很喜悦的去赞美他。And
He wants us to come and taste that the Lord is good, so that when we praise Him with a heart that is full of thanksgiving and not full of hypocrisy.
是的，我们的神是美好的神，是良善的神，他给我们这一切，让我们来享受，让我们学习，原来神是这么好的。Yes,
our God is good and He is beautiful, and He gives us all things to enjoy so that we might know and taste that He is good.
让我们同心祷告。